Pray with me, please. Spirit of the living God, come into this place, come into my heart. Enter into all of me, O God, and wash and cleanse me in this immediate moment, O Lord, that I might be your voice, not only for these, your people, O God, but for me as well, that the words that come from my mouth and uttered from my heart are those that you desire us to hear. Come, Holy One, into this place. I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Keep awake. In your school, the bell rings. At an intersection, the green light changes to yellow. At the theater, the house lights flash. At the airport terminal, the boarding call comes over the intercom. At a railroad crossing, the lights begin to flash. In a small town in the Midwest, the tornado siren screams. On the car in front of you on the highway, the turn signal flashes. They, my friends, are all signs or warnings that we need to prepare ourselves for what is about to happen. In other words, you need to keep awake. You need to be alert. Indeed, that is the message for you and me this morning, coming from our text this day, that we need to keep alert. But my friends, it's hard to keep alert sometimes. I can remember those times when Barbara and I would be driving from Rochester to Michigan to be here for family Thanksgiving, and we decided that the kids were so small that we decided we were going to try to do it one in the night. So we would take off at about 10 o'clock at night while they were sleeping in their jams, and we would just start trekking all the way here. And we discovered about midway here, about 3 in the morning, that it was hard to stay awake. Just sitting in the car, relentlessly driving in the dark. It was very hard to keep awake, so I would chew gum, and I would turn the music on, and I would try to recite things in my head. But you know how it is when they say you start counting sheep, right? You know what happens when you start counting like that? You get more sleepy than you thought you were. And so I had my coffee. I thought, well, if I'd go to the bathroom, I'll stop and go for a walk and get back in the car. What happened 15 minutes after I got in the car and the heat got warm? It was hard to stay awake. My friends, our scripture this morning is asking us to stay awake. Jesus is responding to a question that actually was asked of him at the very beginning of this chapter, in chapter 24. And you should also know, and I encourage you to go home and to read it for yourself, that this whole text goes from 24 into chapter 25. Jesus is trying to get the message home that they need to stay awake. Because what if the disciples ask him for him to respond? They've asked him, when is the Son of Man coming? You told us the Son of Man is coming back. We want a date and a time. And so they've asked this question, and Jesus begins this discussion, this diatribe of stories of trying to alliterate to them of what this might be, of how they might be prepared, how they might stay awake. Because indeed, it was not going to be in their time. It was going to be in God's time. And God's time is not our time. I don't know if any of y'all ever got into the Left Behind series that came out several, probably some of y'all weren't even born yet when that came out. But the Left Behind series came out, and it was this whole series about the end times. I gotta confess to you, I never read the books, and I never went to the movies. Because again, our Bible doesn't ask us to worry about what it will be. The Lord says to stay awake. To stay awake, because you know, indeed, that this text tells us that Jesus says, I don't even know what time this is going to happen. Only the Father knows. I don't know. But the disciples wanted to know. And I'm wondering, did they want it to know because they wanted to take a nap? Did they want to know so that they could figure out how long they could party? Did they want to know how long they had to really do good works and then they could stop? Did they want to know because they had a few friends they wanted to tell and prepare? We don't get the reason of why they asked the question, but you want to begin to wonder if they asked the question of Jesus, why must we keep awake? When are you coming? They wanted to know. They wanted to have some sense of design. But Jesus says, I don't know. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how to tell you to prepare for it. But I can tell you this story. If the homeowner had known what time the thief was coming, they would have been prepared. And since they didn't know, they couldn't prepare. In essence, what he's saying is they need to stay awake. You don't know what hour I will return. You don't know what moment I will be there. You don't know how it's going to be and how it's going to look. Don't get tripped up by somebody trying to tell you what it's going to be. Rather, do the will of God. Do the will of the Father. Do the will and do good works. Love your neighbor. Care for the stranger. In essence, do the things that you have been taught to do and do them on a daily basis. That's how you stay awake. You see, if you're doing the will of God, you can't go to sleep. I'm serious. You can't go to sleep. If you're loving your neighbor in spite of the fact your neighbor don't love you, you can't go to sleep. If you're caring for somebody who is down and out, you can't go to sleep. If you're trying to help those who are trying to immigrate across the border, you can't go to sleep. If you're doing the things of God in your lifetime, you can't go to sleep. But in essence, what God is saying is what Christ is saying in this moment is that it does become easy. It does become easy for one to fall asleep, particularly if you know when it's coming, particularly if you know what it's going to look like. Instead, Jesus says to them, no, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know when it's going to be. But what I will tell you is this, is if you stay awake, if you do and are obedient to the will of God, if you realize that you will not know the day nor the hour, but you are to keep awake. You are to stay steadfast. Jesus goes on in Matthew 25 to tell them about the bridesmaids who brought their oil for the party. Some brought them full. Some brought them half empty. Instead, Jesus is saying they were not prepared. They did not stay awake for what was about to happen. My friends, I know that in this Advent season, for many of us, well, this is a few Advents. This is a few times where we've come around this time. And then we hear this message about staying awake. We hear this message about trying to stay alert to Christ. And I know sometimes we get caught up in the everyday malaise of just trying to live. And sometimes we will slip and sometimes we will slide and sometimes we will fall asleep. Yes. Yes, God is not unaware that you and I will get tired sometimes. God is not unaware that you and I will fall asleep sometimes on the journey. But just like when you're driving on the road and the light, the car in front of you turns its light on, you have to keep awake. The other day I had a young man in my car, and he was one of Jason's students, and I was showing him how to drive. So he says, Mr. Ware, I can do this. I said, you can. He goes, yeah, I can do this. I said, okay. Whenever you've taught your kids how to drive, woo, I'm telling you, you are nervous even though you trust them. Yeah, it's coming. But you are nervous, right? And you have to stay awake because guess what? You don't know if they're going to put their foot on the right pedal. You don't know if they're going to stop at the stop sign. So he gets in the car, and I said, what's the first thing you do? I don't know. I'm like, you put the seatbelt on. I said, and then you got to figure out where all the gears and where everything works. So we get that done, and we got this little strip of road. There's nobody there. It's actually an off road. And I'm saying, okay, now let me see you drive. And he's driving, and we get up to a stop sign. Young man pulls up to the stop sign, Susan, stops perfectly. Just before the stop sign, eases forward, everything is good. I'm like, you did that great. So we turn the corner, lights on, everything. Turn the corner. We get to the next stop sign. What do you think he did? What did you say? He blew right through. I said, whoa, bro, whoa. I said, you need to be alert that this is what you cannot do. You need to be alert. And I'm sitting in the car going, Michael, you got to be alert with this brother all the time because he's just learning, right? Jesus, with his disciples, knew the time was nigh. He knew the time was nigh. And the question they were asking was an honest question. Because Jesus had shared with him that I am going away. So them asking him about what the time would look like and when it would be was okay. That was a good question. But I want you to notice that Jesus spends an entire two chapters trying to alliterate to them that, listen, you will not know the time nor the hour. And he keeps alliterating these different examples of how that something can happen and you're not attentive to it. You're not aware of when I will come. It won't be, as some folks will say, this great cloud. It won't be this storm that people may say. It may be just as simple as I just appear. It will not be something that you can sit down and put your hands on and put your heart in and put your foot down. No, when I come back, it will be something that you did not expect. You will not know. So don't spend your time. Don't spend your time trying to figure out what it's going to look like on the end. Don't. But be alert right now. Be alert every day of your journey in how you serve, in how you live, in how you share your life, in how you're obedient to my words and to my ways. Live every day as if it is the day. That is what Jesus was saying. Live every day as if it was your last day. When you got up this morning, you have no idea whether you'll be here tomorrow. When you go to bed tonight, you have no idea if you're going to wake up. You have no idea of when I will come, Jesus says. And so Jesus says, you stay awake. And then you're staying awake, and you're staying awake by doing the will of God. When I do come, you'll be ready. You'll be prepared. You don't have to worry, and you do not have to fret. But he says, stay awake. Stay awake. Because you do not know, you will not know when I will return. So my sisters and brothers, you might wonder, why are we having this message today? God is reminding us, Christ is reminding us, each of you individually, not you as a group, by the way, just so you know, this is not about you as a group, it's about you each individually being awake to Christ in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, because no one else can be more awake for Christ than you individually and us later collectively. This message is for you and me to be awake if we're tired and worn down. This message for you and me if we feel a little sleepy and forlorn. This message for you and me if we feel tired and wore out. This message for you and me if we feel like we just got all this celebrating of Thanksgiving and we just can't let it go. And all of that is all good. But Jesus is saying to you and to me today, this morning, to keep awake because you know not the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man will return. That's why I give thanks for this day. I give thanks for every day that I arise and shine. I give thanks when I go to sleep at night, and I give glory in the morning when I wake up, because nothing is promised for me, and I never know when the Son of Man might return. But when the Son of Man returns, I want to know that I have lived a life that has stayed awake for Christ, that I've done the best that I could with whatever I have, that I've served in whatever ways that I could, that I've loved you no matter what, that I've cared for you no matter what. I want the Lord to know that that's what I've done. So when I go to sleep at night, I'm not worried. I'm not stressing. When I get up tomorrow, I'm not worried about what happened yesterday, because yesterday is done. Today is a new day. How will I live out this sense of awakeness in Jesus today? So the question for you is, how will you live out your awakeness in Christ? How will you live out this awakeness not only today, but tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday? Because indeed the word is telling us that we need to be awake every day, not just today because it's Sunday. We need to be awake tomorrow because it's Monday. We need to be awake Tuesday because it's Tuesday. Why? Because it's the day that the Lord has made, and you and I ought to be glad. But not only should we be glad, but we ought to be out there living awakeness in God so that someone in the community might know who Christ is in our lives, who Christ is for our journey. So this morning, I can tell, I'm looking at y'all, almost all y'all are awake, a few of y'all looking a little tired, but most of y'all are awake. So I say to you, this day, Jesus says to you and to me, keep awake. You know not the day nor the hour. Amen.